This is Andy Borowitz sitting in for Leonard Lopate on WNYC and WNYC.org. And I just have to reiterate one more time, Bobby Thompson hit only 256 off Ralph Branca. Not impressive at all. Okay, case closed. Now, since everybody seems to be having talent contests these days, WQXR, our sister station, decided there was room for one more, albeit a classical comedy one. Wow. And there's a big payoff. Now, here to tell us all about this is WQXR's very own Elliot Forrest. Elliot, welcome.
Great to be here.
Now, Elliot, just a little shop talk here. Didn't you recently substitute host for Leonard?
Yeah, I filled in, was it last week already? I can't even remember. Yeah, I fill in for Leonard on occasion. I think it's pretty much either you or me or a couple of other people.
Now, I've got to ask you this because this is just, well, I'll turn off the radio for a moment and we'll just discuss this among ourselves.
Just us girls.
Did they pay you? Because they told me this is just strictly a volunteer job. Did they give you any money or anything like
that? Is that what they told you?
That's
the exact truth.
That's true.
Same deal.
Because I felt like kind of a chump coming in here. I'm working very hard.
No, there's a lot of people who want to do it, and you know, it might lead to something for you.
Okay, cool. That's important. I'm glad we straightened that up. Now, we have to talk about this contest, classical comedy. What's this all about?
This is the WQXR Classical Comedy Contest. We decided that we should be in the business of encouraging the combination of classical music and comedy. As you know, Andy, there's a grand history of this. Not only did some of the composers include a lot of humor in their music, like Haydn's Surprise Symphony and Mozart's A Musical Joke, but, you know, I guess maybe starting with Spike Jones when he was able to turn the Bill Tell Overture into sound effects and make music out of that. And Anna Russell, I don't know if you know who she
is. Yeah, she did all the Wagner opera impersonations.
Yeah, she would like to do a lecture, and she could do, you know, the Ring Cycle's 14 hours, and she could summarize it in 30 minutes.
Right, that's the version I prefer, I think, the 30-minute version.
I think it's the version most people prefer. And then there's Victor Borge, of course, who was, you know, didn't even speak English when he came to this country, but was a great pianist and started to incorporate comedy into his humor and into his performances and eventually became this great comedian and performer as well, Danny Kaye. So there's others, and I'm happy to tell you, but even Adam Sandler incorporating Opera Man.
Sure.
So there's this great tradition of classical music and comedy, and we thought we would try to find the next ones. And here's the deal. The finals, we're going to pick five or six people. Right now we're accepting entries for contestants, but eventually we'll have the finals. The finals will be at Caroline's on Broadway. So the finalists get to play Broadway. They get to play one of the premier comedy clubs in the country. And it's also going to be shot as a special for Channel 13 and also be heard on the radio and WQXR. So this is an incredible opportunity for the right performers, for the right group of people who can come forward, enter our contest. We're taking the contestants right now. They can find all the information and the rules at the WQXR.org website.
Okay. And now what are some of the guidelines? Like, how long are these submissions supposed to be?
Well, what we're really asking for from people are up to a five-minute video that they link to YouTube. And it doesn't have to be like some great performance video. One of our contestants actually did do a Comedy Central special, and he gave us a little piece of that. Somebody else, for example, we have an entrant from a doo-wop group that sings opera. I think they're called Doo-Opera. And it seems like it was from a cell phone, I think. So it doesn't have to be a great video, but it has to show that you get it, know what we're talking about, and that it's funny. And so you put it on YouTube, give us the link at WQXR.org/comedy, and then some other information like who you are and a little bio, and that's it. So a link to your video and some information, and you're entered.
But just to clarify, though, these are funny musical videos, but they have to have some comment or some relationship to classical music. You don't just want funny music. You want something that relates in some way to classical.
That's right, Andy. I mean, I think that we're looking for both professionals and amateurs. You don't necessarily have to be a musician. For example, if you just do viola jokes and you just do stand-up, that's great too. You know, perhaps there's a high school or a college choir out there that does funny stuff, or student musicians, maybe a string quartet that does rock music or country. And I'd love to see opera singers sing some TV show tunes, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So any way that you can sort of mix it up a little. Song parodies, pianists, musicians. Here's what I think. I think there's a lot of musicians out there who do stuff at parties that they go, oh, they would never do this in real life, but it's really funny. And this is an opportunity to do it on stage.
Well, This sounds like a totally new idea. Has anyone ever done this kind of contest before? Has this been done?
Actually,
somewhere?
This has. I was at another classical radio station here in New York many years ago, and we had done this to great success. And I've had a nice long relationship with Caroline Hirsch, who
runs Caroline.
Caroline's.
Yeah.
And so we
it's a great club.
It's a great club, and we've partnered with her, and she greeted this. And when we first proposed it this year, I thought, well, we'll stay away from the New York Comedy Festival, which is a huge citywide comedy festival.
Sure.
She said, no, let's make it part of the New York Comedy Festival.
Well, that's a big deal.
So our finals are the 8th, and it's actually part of the New York Comedy Festival.
So, and you're going to winnow it down to how many finalists?
I think it depends upon what the acts are, but I think maybe 5 or 6 finalists will play on the 9th of November, and then one lucky person will be the Classical Comedian of the Year. The big deal for me is they get to play Broadway, they get to be on Channel 13, they're on the radio, there's some exposure, and just come do it because it's fun. But the winner will get a tote bag. It's public radio.
It wouldn't be a public radio contest.
What can I tell you?
Do you have any? Can you give me a little tease about what are some of the submissions you've gotten already?
Well, in addition to Doo Opera, the doo wop group that sings opera arias, there's a guy is a stand up comedian, and he literally has a cello strapped to his chest, standing up doing his set, and he plays the cello, and then he does jokes, and he plays the cello, and he's very good. We also have a violinist by the name of Hugh Fink. I don't know whether you know him, but mm-hmm. He was a writer for Saturday Night Live, and he's a producer of television. He went to school with Joshua Bell and played the violin, still plays the violin, and incorporates the violin into his humor. We did get a submission yesterday from a guy from Israel and another submission from a guy from Oslo. So this is international, but once again, public radio, we can't really pay to fly people in or put people up. We just hope they enter and then come stay at Andy Borowitz's house if they're a finalist.
That offer no longer applies to anyone who heard it. I just have to make that. I barely have enough room in my house for my family. Well, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. So, thanks for so much for coming in. And not only is this information available on the WQXR .org page, but it's also available on our show page. So, Elliot, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the contest.
Happy to be here, Andy. Thank you. Nice to see you.
I've been speaking with Elliot Forrest about WQXR's Classical Comedy Contest. Entries are due before midnight on October 10th, and they should be intentionally funny. I should clarify that, since this is YouTube. For more information about how to enter the contest, visit our show page. Elliot, thanks so much for joining us today.
Nice to see you.